nightclub.
A place where the tables are reserved, but the customers ain't.
Correct. Pay that man $8. Why does a chicken sit down while laying an egg?
Because it can't stand up under the strain.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant.
As living proof to all you service men and women listening in over there that it does pay to be ignorant, here's another half hour with radio's biggest collection of zanies, the incomparable wit, George Shelton, Lulu McConnell, and Harry McNaughton, and a man who sticks his neck out every week at this time, our moderator, Tom Howard.
Thank you, Ken Roberts, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here is that quiz program again that belongs in the Hall of Fame because it's a bust. We have a board of experts who are so dumb, they think a blood vessel is some kind of a boat. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled How to Make Love in the Dark, or I Have a Lady in the Balcony, Doctor. But here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
Thank you. I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
I know.
Yes. Algae saw a bear, the bear saw algae, the bear is bulgy, the bulge is algae.
Fine.
Very appetizing.
I imagine, with a little ketchup or something. Next. Yes. Next, we have a woman whose friends all call her baby because she only has one tooth. A woman who is so fat she is 2 inches taller when she's sitting down, Miss Lulu McConnell.
You know, Mr. Howard, I don't know what I'm going to do with my old man.
No?
He's getting to be so jealous of me.
Jealous of you?
Yeah. I bought him some new underwear.
Uh-huh.
Now he keeps asking me, who is this guy, BVD?
Who is it? Probably down in the West Indies someplace. All right, next we have... Never mind it. Next we have a man who went back home to see his parents, and they still won't let him in. A man whose father was reading a racing form the day he was born, so he got a little dope, Mr. George Shelton.
Hey, Mr. Howard, did you hear about those new airplanes they're building now?
I don't.
Boy, are they fast.
Fast.
A man got on one of them at LaGuardia Field yesterday to go to California.
Yeah.
And he had two rabbits with him.
Two rabbits.
Yeah. And that plane was so fast that when he got to California, he still had two rabbits.
He still had them. Very fast plane. Well, don't worry about it. Here is the first question. Let's see what we can do with it. Here it is. Pay attention.
Yes.
How much milk will a quart bottle hold?
Does it have to be milk, Mr. Howard?
Well, not necessarily. It can be cream.
Yes. How can milk be cream? Cream is cream, milk is milk.
No.
Except February, which has...
All right.
29.
Never mind.
And my birthday is the 4th of March.
You should have never been born. Cream or milk. Cream or milk, it does not change the question.
Well, then, Mr. Howard, you know, I once wrote a song about milk.
Uh-huh.
You wrote a song about milk?
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of it?
Sweet Rosie O, grade A.
Right.
Lovely number, homogenized.
I imagine. Miss McNaughton, you have a feeble mind.
I've got cute dimples, too.
Please, can we get back to the question, please?
Yes.
Wait a minute. What are you laughing at?
Ooh, he still had two rabbits.
Two. The question is, how much milk will a quart bottle hold? Miss McConnell, you're a housewife. You should know about that.
I know all about milk.
Good.
I once owned a milk farm.
You did?
I had 200 cows and I milked them all myself.
Marvelous.
I was a main squeeze.
You...
Hey, Mr. Howard, is it true that they get milk from a peanut?
I believe that is true, Mr. Sheldon.
My word, you mean to say they milk peanuts? Oh, really? They must use awfully low stools.
Yeah. Crawl under them.
Yes.
You know, I'll never forget last summer I was out at my Uncle Webfoot's farm. And my uncle said, George, you want to milk a cow? And I says, I didn't know how. He said it was easy. Go out and grab a cow, put him in a stanchion, grab a bucket, grab a stool.
Sounds awfully confusing.
I'll say. I didn't know what to grab, this, that, or the other.
Mr. Sheldon, you're a jerk.
I say, tell me, did you finally milk the cow?
Ah, I gave it up for a bad job.
Oh, you shouldn't have given up so easily, old boy. Stick to it. Be persistent. Take the bull by the horns.
You'll never get milk that way.
Look, please, the question is not so much. It's not so much about milk. It's about the capacity of the bottle.
I was raised on a bottle.
Yes, and your head's been at the mouth of a bottle ever since.
My word, you know, I used to be bottle on the radio.
Very nice, yeah. You still look like a beetle. Now, let's get on here. How much milk does a quart bottle hold? Look, what does 2 pints make?
1 quart, Mr. Howard. 1 quart.
Fine.
What do 4 quarts make?
1 lost weekend.
1 month. Mr. Sheldon, you'd make a perfect stranger.
Mr. Howard.
Will you please try and answer the question?
Mr. Howard, look at me.
I'll repeat it once more.
Mr. Howard, why don't you look at me? Don't you love me anymore?
How can I look at you and still love you? Let's get on here.
After all, I am a woman.
Yeah, but you've been a woman too long. Thank you, Harry Salter. Thank you. Here is the next question. This may be a little hard, but concentrate, probably you'll get it.
Yes.
A raincoat is worn in what kind of weather?
Mr. Howard, would you mind repeating the question?
In what kind of weather do we wear a raincoat?
That's not what you said the first time.
Well, what did I say the first time?
You said a raincoat is worn in what kind of weather?
Okay.
Now you say in what kind of weather is a raincoat worn?
Look.
You're trying to twist it.
Look.
Trying to confuse us. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Why do you do that, Mr.
Please.
Howard?
Yeah, why? Ain't the questions hard enough?
Wait a minute, please. Listen here, you 3-cylinder heads. I just gave the question a different twist. The question is about a raincoat.
Well, Mr. Howard, you should never twist a raincoat.
You know, please.
It gets all wrinkled, you know.
Never mind. Mr. McNaughton, I don't believe you know anything about a raincoat.
No, indeed. No, I never wear a raincoat. I wear a fingertip coat.
A fingertip coat?
Mm-hmm. Any coat I can get my fingertips off.
Mr. McNaughton, is stupidity a profession with you?
Oh, dear, no. No, no, it's an art.
Art who?
Artesian.
I knew artesian well.
You are. Will you cut out those puns? The question is about the weather.
You know, I was over to my girl's house the other night, and just as I got ready to go home, it started to pour.
Mm.
Boy, it rained cats and dogs.
It rained cats and dogs?
Well, it was poodles all over the street.
It was poodles.
Oh, yes.
So I said to my girl, and she said to me, you can't go home in that rain. Why don't you sleep in the spare room tonight?
And did you?
Yeah, but I got soaking wet just the same.
If you stayed in your girl's house, how'd you get wet?
Well, I had to go home after my pajamas, didn't I?
Yeah. Is that funny? Please! Mr. McNaughton, what are you laughing at now?
He still had 2 rabbits.
Sure. Mr. McNaughton, I've seen better heads than yours on an umbrella.
You know, I forgot my umbrella this morning.
Oh, really? When did you miss it?
When I reached up to close it after the rain had stopped.
That's when you missed it. Isn't that cute? Mr. McCall, someone should stick a pin in you and let the air out.
My word, what a big blowout that would be.
What a...
Mr. Howard, I wouldn't speak to a dog the way you speak to me.
I wouldn't speak to a dog the way I speak to you either.
Hey, you know, talking about the weather, I like the summertime and the sunshine. I like to be outdoors with Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather be indoors with her daughter.
What? Thank you. Now, those 4 boys are with us again tonight. Ray Porter's Esquires. With their fine arrangement of Katie Jones.
Come on, you people, if you want to hear the story about a brave engineer. Katie Jones was the rounder's name. On a 6-8 wheeler, boys, he won his fame. They call him Katie at half past 4. Kissed his wife at the station door. He mounted to the cabin with his orders in hand. And he took his farewell trip to the promised land. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. And he took that fateful trip to the barren promised land. The water, shovel coal in, but we gotta get a rolling. Gotta reach Frisco, but we'll all be dead. Rain a coming, rain a coming. Hear that whistle shrill on the Reno Hill.
See that engine race is coming right in his face. Casey Jones.
Our first contestant, Mr. Roberts.
Mr. Howard, our first guest tonight is a young gentleman I know you'll be happy to meet, Cameron Bruce.
Oh, fine. Good evening, Mr. Bruce. We're very happy to have you with us this evening. How do you feel, sir?
Oh, pretty nervous right now.
Well, there's really nothing to be nervous about, I'd assure you. Where are you from? That is, where's your hometown? Would you care to tell us?
Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, Windsor, Ontario, Canada. My. I'm glad to have you from Windsor.
Windsor, Canada? Well, put poison in my cup and call me Nylon.
I see.
I used to work in that town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was a college professor in a brewery.
Uh-huh.
You were a college professor in a brewery?
I made Bud wiser.
Uh-huh. That's terrible. You're making us sadder. All right. Pay no attention to Mr. Bruce. He's full of hops. What are you doing in New York? On a trip or something?
Well, I'm here to celebrate my anniversary.
Oh, fine. Marriage?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's great. Is your wife with you?
No, it's my stag night.
Oh, your stag night. Now, there's a way to celebrate an anniversary. You're like me. You never take a ham sandwich to a banquet. I see what you mean. That's very nice. Well, what business are you in, mister?
I'm a salesman for Canada Packers Limited.
For what was that?
Canada Packers Limited.
Oh, and...
A meat concern.
A meat concern?
Yeah.
Oh, a meat concern. Would you mind staying after the program, please? I'd like to have a talk with you,
Steve. Now, you know, Mr. Bruce, speaking about business, I hired a new stenographer today, but my wife fired her already.
What, before giving her a chance?
Before giving me a chance.
Before... Please, Mr. McNaughton, will you cut out the horseplay? I'm sorry for the interruptions, Bruce. How long have you been in New York?
Oh, about 5 days now.
Have you ever been here before?
Yes, sir.
Oh, then you know quite a little, I guess, about the city. Are you enjoying yourself?
Very much so.
Well, we're glad of that. I'm sorry your wife is not with you tonight. We'd certainly love to meet her.
He's lucky his wife isn't with him, you dumb clunk.
Oh, why are you... How did you happen to attend our broadcast?
Oh, I was just sitting around the house
doing nothing. I'm not talking to you.
I thought I'd pop over and...
I didn't say a word. Wait a minute. How did we get into this revolving door? As I said, I'm sorry for the interruption, Bruce. How did you happen to attend the broadcast?
Well, I've often heard it, and I made it a point when I came here that I just had to see it.
Oh, you had to see it. Well, you're going away disappointed, I'm sorry to say. I know how you visualize us people, and I know you're sadly disappointed. Well, don't let it bother you. A little bicarbonate will cure that. Well, we're very glad to have you with us, I'm sure.
Yeah, we sure are. What's your first name, honey?
Cameron.
What?
Cameron.
Cameron?
Cameron.
Oh, it's a cute name.
Yeah.
You're a cute kid, too.
All right.
Oh, boy. Look, well, you can just call me Automobile. I love to go places.
Yeah. But your clutch is slipping.
It is not. It's my girdle.
All right. Will you reach in the Johnny's got there, Mr. Bruce, and pick out a question for us, please? And when you get a hold of one, would you be good enough to read it, if you don't mind?
Which comes first, marriage or divorce?
Thank you. Which comes first, marriage or divorce?
Divorce, Mr. Howard. Divorce comes first.
Now, wait a minute. How do you figure that out?
Well, suppose you've been married and you want to marry again, you must get a divorce first.
Ain't that all?
Certainly. Certainly, you wouldn't want a man to get arrested for bigamy, would you?
Very nicely spoken.
Bigamy, yeah. You wouldn't.
Never mind it. Let it go.
Well, that is very comical. Shall we go on to the next question?
Wait a minute. You haven't answered this question yet.
What do you mean? I think it was answered with great finesse. Great finesse.
Finesse?
Yeah, she works in the 5 and...
All right, never mind. Let's get on here. That is not the answer I want.
No, well, just tell us the answer you do want and we'll give it to you.
Mr. McNaughton, is ignorance your only talent?
Oh, dear, no. I'm double-jointed, too.
I see. The question is, which came first, marriage or divorce?
Yeah, I think I'll get married. I've been in single harness long enough. I think I'll go in double harness from now on.
Fine. Give my regards to the other jackass.
Are you footloose, Mr. Shelton?
Not anymore. I had it tightened.
You had it tightened. Have your head tightened the next time.
I tried to, but I couldn't find a wrench to fit it.
Yeah, try a monkey wrench. Let's get on here.
I remember the day I got married. Oh, my old man was sure lucky in love. He's lucky at cards, too.
Yeah, either marriage or poker, he got the pot.
I remember my first anniversary. My husband gave me a fur coat.
Well, that's nice. What kind of fur was it?
Skunk.
Skunk?
Yeah, the husband by the same name.
I see.
Yeah, how did you meet your wife, Mr. McNaughton?
Oh, it's a long story, old boy, but I'll tell you one thing. What? It cured me of whistling.
Cured you of whistling.
Never again.
You know, my Uncle Webfoot used to say, marriage is like an apple pie. Lots of crust, a little sugar, plenty of applesauce, and it's no good unless you have the dough.
Very nicely controlled.
Well, I'm glad I'm married. Husbands like mine are hard to find.
They are?
You bet. I can never find mine.
I see.
Sometimes I think he must be dead.
He's not dead. He's just hiding.
Oh, is that so? Well, I just wish I was your wife. I'd make you miserable for the rest of your life.
If you were my wife, I wouldn't want to live the rest of my life.
I can tell you, I wish I had my wife back again.
Yeah, where is she?
I traded her in for a case of beer.
A case of...
And now you find you really love her.
No, I'm thirsty again.
You know, I could have married a very wealthy woman, but I didn't get along with her family.
You didn't get along with her family?
Nah, her husband didn't like me. Will you please try and answer the question here? It's about marriage.
Oh, marriage. I say, Mr. Sheldon, do you know that in India for $2 a man can get a wife and a bottle of liquor?
Can't be very good liquor.
No, imagine not. Please, what comes first, marriage or divorce?
You know, I'm thinking about getting a divorce from my old man.
You're thinking about getting a divorce?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, last night, my old man hit me over the head with a dish full of sauerkraut.
Hit you over the head with a dish full of sauerkraut?
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
He wanted to see how I'd look as a blonde.
Sun in the morning and the moon at night, and they say it's wonderful. Okay, Harry, let's listen.
Our next contestant, Mr. Howard, is one of the prettiest young ladies ever to appear before our microphone, Eleanor Link.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Link? This is indeed a pleasure. How do you feel this evening, Miss Link?
Oh, nervous.
Well, don't be nervous. Where are you from, would you care to tell us?
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, Chicago, the Windy City. That's swell.
Chicago? Oh, really? What a coincidence. I knew a young lady from Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was 17.
Uh-huh. 17?
Yeah, that's the age when a girl puts away her dolls.
I see. Well, we're very glad...
And becomes one.
Oh, pardon me. I didn't think you had anything else.
I had something added on.
I know. You'll cut my throat for that after the show, Mr. McNaughton. I'd like to spend a little time with you. I know we'd have a very interesting interview together, but Mr. Pelagi tells us it's a little short. So I'm going to ask you, would you reach into the dunce cap there and pick out a question for us, if you don't mind? And would you be good enough to read it, please?
What is the name of the detective in the Dick Tracy comic strip?
Daggone! What is the name of the detective in the Dick Tracy comic strip?
Oh, my word, is there a detective in the Dick Tracy comic strip?
Oh, please, Mr. McNaughton, you're a perfect idiot.
Oh, thank you. That goes to show what practice will do.
Yeah. The question is, what is the name of the detective in the Dick Tracy comic strip?
I used to be a detective, Mr. Howard.
You used to be a detective?
Yeah, ever hear about the case of the stolen sweater?
No.
I unraveled that yarn.
I think you're pulling the wool over our eyes.
I read in the paper the other day about a man being murdered, and the only clue the police had was that the murderer wore gum shoes and walked backwards.
He wore gum shoes and walked backwards?
Yes.
Well, all they have to do is to look for a man with receding gums.
What?
Boy, he said a mouthful.
Yes, he did. With the food shortage, it sure is a crime to waste all this corn. Look, the question's about a certain detective.
You know, my old man is connected with the police department. He's a police reporter.
Police reporter?
Yep, every month he has to report to the police.
You mean to say your old man was in jail?
Yeah, he got 20 years for speeding.
20 years for speeding?
Oh, where was he speeding?
Away from the First National Bank.
Mr. Collins, do you ever bite your tongue?
Sometimes.
The next time you bite, swallow it, will you?
I'll never forget the time I was out west. The cops wanted me dead or alive.
How could they tell the difference?
Why, Mr. Sheldon, do you mean to say you were a bandit?
Yeah, I worked in the movies.
Wait a minute, I thought you said you were a detective.
I was. Here, I'll give you a sample of how the way I used to work. Where were you on the night of April the 18th,
1947? 1947? That's next year.
That's a pretty thin alibi.
Us again next week, and here it's proven again by Tom Howard, Mildred McConnell, George Shelton, and Harry McNaughton that it pays to be ignorant. Ken Roberts speaking. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.